Now that the eviction moratorium has come to an end, New Jersey courts have been spending the past few weeks hammering away at the backlog of tens of thousands of landlord-tenant cases. Since the eviction moratorium came to an end in New Jersey, the courts have been spending the past few weeks trying to deal with the backlog of tens of thousands of cases. Seeing all this as a potential, lawmakers did pass protections to wind down the moratorium. Low and moderate income tenants who missed rent or didn't pay a rent increase between March 2020 and August 2021 could not be evicted if they filled out an income certification with the Department of Community Affairs and applied for rental assistance. So far, state hasn't seen, well, a huge uptick in eviction filings between January 1st and the 12th. Landlords filed 2,100 cases. This is from the Administrative Office of the Courts. In 2021, courts counted an average of 3,800 cases a month. But the current load is filled with cases containing confusing questions, judges, courts not dealing with answers. Same way, one lawyer says the luck of the draw. There's been no clear interpretation of how this state law is going to be addressed by the courts. We're talking about variances in court procedure. Let's look at the few elements that people are contending with here. Inconsistent rulings. Judges dismissed the cases of two tenants who filed income certifications and didn't pay January rent. But that same week, a different judge ordered an adjournment or delay in a case for clients with a similar situation. That tenant would have a week to come up with rent before being evicted. Last year, the courts announced that if a tenant had a pending application for rental assistance, case would be adjourned for 60 days. That gives the tenant time to potentially at least receive funds to pay back their landlord as well as possible future payments. For a tenant to be protected from eviction for missing payments between September and December of last year, you have to fill out a form that also attests that you applied for rental assistance. You can get that form at covid19.nj.gov. But state's major rental assistance program, which run by the Department of Community Affairs, they stopped considering new applications last month, December 15th. While the agency announced last week the federal government would provide an extra $42 million for the state to pass out, the Department of Community Affairs is picking winners in the pot of people who applied before the deadline. No, they're not making this crystal clear, are they? You can contact local housing organizations, might have assistance funds. You can find out more about that at housinghelpnj.org. Again, that's housinghelpnj.org. Then there's trouble with technology. If you don't have a reliable internet access, online-only court proceedings, well, they become quite the challenge, don't they? Courts are requiring people to be on video, which, if you don't have a smartphone, computer, or laptop, how's that going to be possible? Oh, but wait, there's more. Lawyers can't get access to filings. Really. Recent privacy law meant to protect renters from being blacklisted by landlords came with, well, unintended consequences. Some attorneys and advocates can't get access to the court records of the people that they're trying to help. Under S-3713, in the assembly was A-4463, if a landlord filed a case for eviction because a tenant didn't make rent payments between March of 2020 and August 2021, court records would not be available to the public starting this past December. Now, there was a bill introduced last session to mop up this mess, said Legal Services of New Jersey and nonprofit public interest organizations would be exempt from the rule, but the legislation didn't make it to the governor's desk. So that would have to be reintroduced, passed by the assembly, the Senate, and then signed by the governor. Now, I know this may sound heartless, and I understand that these eviction situations were created by different circumstances from case to case. Having said that, if you were receiving the stay-at-home unemployment bonus money all those months, didn't have any illness, drastic emergency, or change in your life, why did paying the rent fall off your list of things to do every month? Just asking.